And this brings me to what I believe.
I believe that life is a spiritual struggle.
I believe in being gracious to others.
I believe in the power of science fiction.
I believe in singing badly.
I believe that God lives in the space between people.
I believe in so much more than freedom of speech. And I believe that it is time we all took a stand.
This I believe.
Many people approach life with a laser-focused intensity. At school or at work, in sports or the arts, these people are the striving stars with a 5-year plan and little patience for any activity that is not part of their goals. This, I believe, essayist Lex Urban is not one of those people. He's the guy on a perpetual detour, wandering down whatever path looks most interesting and loving every minute of it.
My belief was formed 18 years ago as a 5-year-old kid during my first of many seasons of Little League Baseball. My friend Patrick was on second base when I came up to bat. I sent a line drive out to left field, and after admiring my hit for a while, that momentary pause that drives coaches and parents nuts, I took off running in the direction of first base. Patrick, however, had yet to start running. In fact, he hadn't even left second base. Instead of running for third, Patrick had picked up the base to explore what was underneath. Apparently, the mystery that had plagued kids for centuries, what could possibly be hiding underneath second base, needed to be solved immediately. The fact that it was the second inning of our first t-ball game was of no consequence. What followed were howls of laughter from many kids and even a few adults. Of course, there were a few dads who pulled on their belt, spit to the side, and commented about kids needing to keep their head in the game and focus. But for the most part, it was the funniest thing anyone had seen in a while. I don't remember if we won the game, if I made it to second base, or if Patrick took it with him as he advanced to third. What I do remember, and what has become a core philosophy of mine, is that I should always take the time to find out what's underneath second base. Looking underneath second base is about living for the moment. It's not caring if others think what I'm doing is stupid or foolish. It's about being honest with myself and doing what makes me happy, and not bowing to outside pressures. It is a reminder that I should look beneath the surface of things, and more importantly, people. Everyone has a story, a series of significant and insignificant life experiences that precede each moment of their lives. I am more patient and understanding because I realize that the story may be a painful and stressful one. After college graduation, I did not get a high-paying job on Wall Street like many of my classmates did. I decided to dedicate a year to full-time community service as an AmeriCorps volunteer at City Year in Washington, D.C. I tutored kids of all ages in math and reading. I saw firsthand the impact of painful and stressful experiences. A hardened exterior usually hid a much softer individual on the inside. A kid who told me off on the first day later expressed sadness that he didn't get to see me over the Thanksgiving break. I saw the power of giving my time to help others. It has truly been the most memorable experience of my life thus far. No longer a 5-year-old without a care in the world, I have been introduced to the adult concepts of planning, responsibility, and maturity. No one can deny the importance of the future, but no one can guarantee its presence either. I try not to get so wrapped up in planning for the future that I forget to enjoy what's right in front of me. Taking time to look underneath second base reminds me that it's the journey and not the destination that counts. Looking under second base reminds me to take the time to appreciate things. It reminds me that the daily grind and the hustle and bustle of a fast-paced world is a voluntary activity. I can choose how I live my life. I choose to always take the time to find out what's under second base.
Lex Urban is a lawyer in Washington, D.C., a career choice inspired by a desire to help people who have little power. His essay was produced by John Gregory and Dan Gettiman for This I Believe, Inc., and it appears in the forthcoming book, This I Believe, Life Lessons. Next week, the satisfaction of a hard day's work. If you'd like to write an essay about the core belief that guides your life and submit it to our series, go to the website thisibelieve.org.